In the gospel, it often seems that the Pharisees are the bad guys. They seem to be waiting around every corner, scheming up ways to attack Jesus. And these men are often dismissed entirely as greedy, hypocritical, and stubborn people who are far from the kingdom of God. But there's more to their story, and for instance, they were trying to live a holy life as devout Jews. They wanted to preserve the covenant between God and the Jewish people. That was one of their main tasks. Their intentions were noble originally, but over time, things changed. As the Pharisees gained respect and influence, a type of spiritual pride began to spread among them. And this spiritual pride is often the focal point of Jesus' criticism leveled against them. Jesus did not have any issue with their religiosity, what they were supposed to be doing. It was rather their spiritual pride that he pointed out to them. And it is a common danger for a spiritual person to feel that they are better than others and have earned the right to judge others, you know, something along those lines. The British author and Anglican theologian C.S. Lewis wrote that every other vice is a mere flea bite compared to pride. He says in his book, Mere Christianity, the essential vice, the utmost evil, is pride. Unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It was through pride that the devil became the devil. Pride leads to every other vice. It is the complete anti-God state of mind. So I guess I can just end this homily and say, go home and don't be prideful. But there is a bit more to say. For instance, we could ask ourselves the question, why are we still filled with pride? Well, it takes time to live what John the Baptist said. He must increase, he being Jesus. He must increase, I must decrease. It's an everyday task to live those words. Some people who do not foster a relationship with Christ, and then when the promptings of the Holy Spirit come into their hearts and open their heart to Jesus, they think that they cannot approach Jesus because they're such great sinners. In their way of thinking, you can't approach God unless you're already pure and sinless. Is that true? Is that what Jesus teaches us? No, he doesn't. It's quite the opposite. Our Holy Father, Pope Leo, comments on the gospel passage about the woman with a hemorrhage. He says, Jesus is interrupted by the bleeding woman who manages to come close to Jesus and touch his cloak. This woman, with great courage, made that decision that would change her life because everyone was telling her to keep her distance, to keep out of view. They had condemned her to stay hidden and isolated, and she had kind of condemned herself up until that point. And Pope Leo continues, he says, this woman, silent and anonymous, conquers her fears, touches the heart of Jesus with her hands, considered unclean because of her illness, and she is immediately healed. And Jesus says to her, what? Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Well, frequently I come across people who think that they are such great sinners that they cannot approach Jesus. And this they apply, for instance, to avoiding the sacrament of penance, avoiding going to Holy Communion, avoid coming to Mass, avoiding prayer. But if you think that about yourself, you're gravely wrong. Jesus came to seek out the sinner, and he offers forgiveness and love. So do not let your past sins keep you from Jesus. Go to him and do not be afraid.